Today is Friday, September 24th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I gave in. It always happens this way. I will go for years. I mean years. Thinking about something that I want. Now, look, I'm not going to say I'm the most responsible person in the world and that I just save my money and I don't do anything, you know, reckless with my money. As we all know, I just bought myself a birthday present. Several birthday presents. So, I mean, I do spend money, okay, you know, on things, but, you know, I do save a lot of money. I put money in stocks. I do other things. So I have a lot of savings. I have a good retirement account. So I feel like I'm doing responsible things, and I'm saying all that because I'm about to tell you guys that I spent some more money and, you know, I have to feel better about myself before I do that. So I've been thinking about buying this particular item for at least 2 to 3 years, but it's probably been on my mind for even longer. I bet this has been on my list of things I wanted for, I don't know, 10 years or more. Because as you guys know, I like to cook. And there's been one piece of equipment in my kitchen. I have a KitchenAid mixer. I have a nice food processor. I mean, it's nothing fancy. It's just a Hamilton Beach or something like that. But I mean, it does the job. I have an air fryer. My brother bought that for me for my birthday, but that counts. I have an Instant Pot. And I use it all the time. I have sous vide. So I have a lot of different gadgets, but I use them all. I'm using the Instant Pot right now because I'm making some butter chicken to have on rice tonight for dinner. And I used the sous vide yesterday and I use the air fryer anytime I'm making French fries or anything that I want to be crispy. So I use all of that stuff. I also use the food processor. Mostly the food processor gets used if I'm making a pie crust. So I found a food processor pie crust recipe. I don't like getting my hands all dirty, and plus your fingers are very warm. So when you try to work in the butter or Crisco or whatever into your flour for crust, you tend to get, your hands get warm, and then you can overwork it, basically. And it's not as flaky. But if you put it in a food processor, or if you use one of those food, one of the crust maker things, the wire thing that you, or forks, there are other ways that you can do it. But I use my food processor for that. I think that was a gift as well. I've had it for years. I probably had that food processor for 11 or 12 years. I believe I got it when I was in Texas. So I also don't throw things away very often. So a lot of the things I have, I've collected over the years. I'm making all kinds of excuses. But one thing I've never owned in my entire life is a really good blender. Like a really good, I mean, and I love a smoothie. I love a daiquiri. I love a soup, like a blended soup. I love smooth things. I love purees. I love like all that kind of stuff. And I've never had a good blender. I think I did have a blender at one point, but I bought it at a grocery store. Like at midnight one night, I decided I wanted to make daiquiris or something. And I bought this $20 blender at Kroger or something. And it broke, of course, at some point. We have a little mini blender that you can make personal smoothies, but it's not even that good. Again, it's one of those like $15, $20 things that you get at the grocery store or, you know, at Walmart or Target or something. But I've never had a good blender. So, and I've been wanting a Vitamix for a really long time. And Vitamix was having a sale. They had a 48-hour sale. And I went and I bought the Vitamix Professional, like Vitamix Accent 3500. I also got their immersion blender because I have an immersion blender, but here's the problem. It's plastic. And for whatever reason, when we wash the little wand end, water gets stuck in it and it looks nasty, like it's growing bacteria and needs to be thrown away. And so I felt like I really needed a good immersion blender as well. Like last night I made cauliflower puree and I used an immersion blender. But when we try to wash it, the water gets up in there and it's all cloudy and gross and nasty. So anyway, I bought a Vitamix. But I will use it. I love to cook. I don't know why I'm explaining to you guys, but I don't feel guilty about it, but I feel like people go, oh, well, there Adam goes again, buying expensive things. I've waited years and years and years. And I finally decided just on the spur of the moment, I'm like, you know what? They're running a sale. I'm going to do it. So I did it, and it's coming on Sunday. And now I'm going to have to tell you guys all the different things I do with the blender. Maybe I'll make banana ice cream or something like that, because that would be on my Weight Watchers, because no sugar. Banana with a little bit of cocoa powder or something like that, and make some chocolate ice cream. I don't like bananas, but I hear banana ice cream is good. I don't know. So I did that. I also bought Mark's birthday present. It was, again, a spur-of-the-moment decision. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make a decision. And I can't tell you what, guys, what it is in case he listens, because his birthday is on Monday. And so we will review this on Monday's episode that will come out after I give him his gifts. So that way, you know, that way there's no spoilerage going on, anything like that. You know, the other thing that I wanted to talk about just really briefly, but you know what? I'm going to save that. We're going to listen. We got a couple of more voicemails. And so I'm going to go ahead and play one of those. And then we'll talk a little bit more before we end the episode.
Hey, Adam, this is Michael from Portland.
Hey,
Oregon.
Michael.
I think it's only obvious that your workplace is the convent. Later.
The convent? Huh. I don't really get. Oh, is it because Mark is Catholic, or like why? Because I'm not Catholic. I mean, I'm non-denominational. But I mean, we do have sexual relations. So it's not like from, and in my past I've had a lot of a lot of sex in the past and now. I mean, I'm in a committed relationship now, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, so from that aspect, I don't think that would work, but he is Catholic. I don't know. So anyway, I'm going to put you down, Michael from Oregon. Let's see. And if you're a first time caller, I hate to say that to people, because then they'll be like, no, I've called 15 times over the past 5 years. Do you not remember me? But if you're a first-time caller, welcome. Call back anytime. The convent. I've got you entered. You are on the little Apple Notes here. All right. Well, thanks for the call. So, I don't know. I'm still on the fence about whether that one really fits. I don't know. You said it was obvious, and I'm not sure why it's obvious. I don't really behave like a nun. I don't think. You guys should have known me back in the day. I used to be wild when it came to some things. I've never been much of a drinker. I've never been much of a drug head. But there are other aspects of my life that I was, back in the day, I was wild. You know, I may have mellowed out a little bit more in my older years, in my daddy years. But, yeah. Okay, convent. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was, we all know, I told you guys that my mom forgot her phone. They went on a trip. She forgot her phone. So we were picking up their vehicle at the airport, so they didn't have to pay the horrible parking. And the airport is really close. It's like 10, 15 minutes away. So it's not that bad. But, and so, you know, she had said, hey, would you look and see if my phone is there? And I found it. And then when I found it, she said, hey, would you mail it to me? And so I did. And I felt really, I don't know the word for it. I was impressed with myself because anytime I mail things, for whatever reason, I had the opinion that I could not box things up, put the label on them, do all that myself, that I needed to just go to a FedEx store or UPS store or USPS or whatever, take the thing, buy a box there, have them pack it. I felt like I would do something wrong, you know? And so this time I thought, you know what? I'm going to go on, because I just signed up for that UPS account because I had to get my car stereo delivered to, I mean, I had to change where it was going. And so I had to sign up for a UPS account to do that. So I'm like, oh, I have a UPS account. I'll just go. So I measured it. I made a box because I had an old phone box. So what I did is I put the phone in an old phone box because I don't throw away boxes for some reason for like gadgets. So I've gradually started to use them, but I had 4 or 5 phone boxes in my closet. So I had a phone box and it fit nicely right in that box. And they're usually very sturdy because they're being shipped around all over the place. So I put it in that, but I didn't want to ship it with that box visible because I didn't want somebody to think it was a phone. So I took a larger corrugated box and I cut it up and wrapped it around in the shape of a box and taped it and made it look like a box. I mean, that's really all a box is, isn't it? I was really impressed with myself. I don't know why. Then I went on UPS. I said, here's where I'm shipping it. And I measured it. I weighed it on my kitchen scale. I entered all that stuff in. I selected what kind of shipping I wanted. I paid for it online. I printed the label on my printer. I taped the label on the box. So all I had to do was go to a UPS pickup location and drop it off. And that was it. So anyway, I did all that. Wednesday was when it was arriving. I get an email. First delivery attempt. And I set it to be signature because I thought they don't want to just have it left on the doorstep. It's an expensive phone. So Wednesday, I get an email, first delivery attempt, you know, we missed you. And then I emailed them and I said, hey, or I text messaged them. I said, hey, delivery was attempted. They didn't even respond. Thursday, another email, second delivery attempt. Tomorrow's the last attempt. I texted them again. They said, okay, well, I got another email today. This was the final delivery. Delivery attempted. No one was there. I called them and my stepdad said, oh yeah, we weren't here. Hopefully we'll be able to pick it up tomorrow. This has been a week. She must have not needed her phone that bad. I mean, they're going to pay me back, but they are paying $95 to have this thing shipped, and they haven't even bothered to pick it up yet. Ugh. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.